It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a review of the week's top regional news stories. Well, honey, they're home. Our legislators are back in Lansing with a host of things to talk about, including a tidy budget surplus and taxes. Raise them, keep them where they are, or lower them. Who wants what, Jack?
Well, I don't know that anyone would openly talk about raising taxes in an election year, although you could make a case for that. The budget surplus, and we should emphasize it's a surplus on paper, is about between $1 billion and $1.3 billion, as far as I can tell. Jack Brandenburg, who's a conservative state senator from Macomb County, wants to lower the state income tax rate, and other people are talking about tax cuts in other ways. The Democrats are talking about restoring the earned income tax credit for the working poor, which economists say would pump a lot of money in the economy, but the Republicans are sort of sneering at that. Governor Snyder, as of now, is cool to a tax cut at all. We still have all these needs, namely, of course, the roads, where we need $1.3 billion a year to just keep up, and we'll have to see if he succumbs to election year pressure.
And what about the pension tax? Any chance they'll roll that back, Jack?
It's hard to think that they would. I mean, this was very controversial when the governor first came in, remember. He began taxing pensions to sort of help fill the hole in the budget that was created by giving business a huge tax cut. I think he doesn't want to set that precedent. But on the other hand, the governor, even in the polls in which he's leading, is significantly weaker with senior citizens than most Republicans. So there may be some pressure, but my guess is he doesn't want to set that precedent.
Michigan could lose a seat in Congress because of a population drop. What could that really mean for the state, Jack?
Less influence in Washington. It's almost certain they will, and this continues a long and dreary trend. In the 1970s, Michigan had 21 electoral votes, 19 congressmen. We're now down to 14 congressmen, and we'll be down to 13. So in a very short space of time, we've lost the equivalent of more than the entire state of Connecticut in terms of voting power in Congress. So the fewer congressmen you have, the less clout you have.
Here's a proposal I find interesting. Encourage Michigan employers to hire more parolees. How would this work, Jack?
Well, it's a package of bills that would encourage employers to hire parolees. About 78% of people released from prison are without jobs, and Michigan has a lower recidivism rate. I mean, the number of these people going back to prison is 31%. And the more they have jobs, the less likely they are to commit crimes. We all know that. But these bills, as I understand them, I haven't seen them, would lower employers' liability if they hire somebody who turns out to be a no-good Nick after all. But I think still there are not enough jobs in Michigan for people who don't have criminal records, and it's going to take some persuading to get the average employer to hire someone who's done time in prison as opposed to somebody else.
Well, look what it did for you, Jack.
Well, I can tell you I'm a new man, Rena.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.